This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gatorade is the number one proven electrolyte blend designed to hydrate better than water. So you can lose more sweat and raise your game. Gatorade, is it in you?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
I know you're going to dig this.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What's the one thing that's missing from your lives?
Rich Eisen.
Love it.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Scottie Scheffler is now joined the company of golf greats.
I don't really know exactly what to say, but thank you so much to the fans this week for all the support.
Earlier on the show, Premier League Lacrosse co-founder Paul Raybould, Rams running back Blake Corum. Coming up, actor Danny Houston, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, thanks for that introduction. That's a weird way to start. Hour number three. Danny Houston's in our green room. He's going to come out. He's in the Naked Gun. He plays the bad guy that Lieutenant Frank Drebin's trying to put behind bars. Liam Neeson is playing Lieutenant Frank Drebin. Paul Walter Hauser, who plays the son of George Kennedy's character in this film, he's on tomorrow's show. He's also on No Contest Wrestling later today. Normally, you don't like car washing our guests, but I'm like, what the heck? He's a diehard wrestling guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, he and O'Shea became friends. I think they did Burt Kreischer's pod a few months ago. And Paul actually wrestles. He wrestles for MLW Wrestling. We saw him a few months ago in action. So
fantastic.
We're not going to take anything away from the movie part.
Okay.
We're just, we're going to do strictly wrestling today.
Well, Danny Houston's known for his roles in The Aviator and X-Men Originals, Wolverine. He also was in Yellowstone. Lots to talk about with him when he comes out here in about 20 minutes' time. He's a tennis fan, so I'll tell him about Carlos Alcaraz and me. Mm-hmm. What?
She probably said it to the end of the
interview. No. I don't want to say anymore. He could be watching the green room right now, and I want his fresh opinion.
Yeah, you want him to leave.
Although he's an actor, he's an excellent actor. He might actually, cover up his true feelings. But no one really does whenever I offer my opinion of Carlos Alcaraz.
No.
At any rate, that's about to happen. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. I'll take your calls in a second. This one made no sense to me. Will Levis is having season-ending shoulder surgery. Mm. That was announced today by the Tennessee Titans. It's an AC joint injury. If you remember, it happened against the Dolphins last year. He's diving for a first down. It's like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Happened on September 30th of last year. Yeah. And I don't know. He was competing for the starter's role. Remember that? He said that his position that he was in sucks. Remember that?
Right.
And we're like sitting here wondering what's with the competition? Because you drafted Cam Ward first overall.
Exactly.
Like you're starting him. What are you doing if you're going to give Will Levis the shot? Which why was understandable. And he said he was in a tough position. But here we are on July 21st. Training camp for the Tennessee Titans starts tomorrow, and they're announcing he's done for the year. Brandon Allen's going to back up Cam Ward. So let's just take the mystery out, right? I mean, shouldn't
Shouldn't Coach Callahan's first press conference on Tuesday basically name him the starter?
Yeah, hey, Cam's our guy, and we're going to ride with him all year. Let's see how it goes. Rock and roll. I feel bad for Will Levis.
Of course.
Tough spot, kind of from the jump. Didn't help himself with some of the WTF plays, but, like, man, you hate to see that for him.
It just makes no sense,
seems like his career
sense,
in Tennessee
though.
Is over now, right?
Well, I mean, I won't say that. Can't say that. I thought Zach Wilson's career with the Jets was over the minute that they signed Aaron Rodgers, and then five snaps into the game, his career was back.
Yeah, the difference is that Zach was still healthy. Like, Will's out this season.
No, I get
so
it.
So what would be the point in bringing him back in 26?
We'll see what happens with Cam Ward. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Crazier things have happened. It's very difficult to talk about absolutes in the National Football League.
Yeah, I know.
But I do feel for him.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he
seems like a good kid, too.
Slips through the first round, gets drafted in the second round. He's a Tennessee Titan. Isn't that great? He gets a chance. Again, gets hurt. He worked out with Jordan Palmer in the offseason. He showed up at the OTAs, and there was no conversation about his shoulder. And then day before training camp, I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm getting it worked on." It did something else happen? Just makes no sense. It just also goes to show you, you know, opportunities, and you have to make the most of them. And things can change on a dime in the NFL. It's really crazy. The only thing compared to it in sports, one would say, is what's happening right now with the first and second aprons in the NBA. And if one guy has an Achilles injury that's of note, and suddenly that changes your entire strategy for the upcoming seasons and how much you really want to spend in luxury taxes, and you've got to blow it up, that suddenly your career in somebody's spot is done. Even if you're not the one getting injured, this just kind of feels, it's crazy how things can turn on a dime, which is why a lot of these guys who are holding out for cash and new contracts and extending their careers, I don't blame them. Not one bit. But this one just makes no sense. Brandon Allen's going to back up Cam Warden. It's going to be Cam Ward for the Tennessee Titans when they open up the season. By the way, not an easy spot in Denver. And the whole conversation about how who's the most pro-ready of all the quarterbacks that were being drafted this year, and the conversations surrounded Tyler Shuck might be pro-ready, and, you know, is Shador pro-ready? He might not even make the team. Cam Ward is going to start week one for the Tennessee Titans, and that makes sense. It always made sense that he was going to do it, and we're going to see it. Certainly now that Will Levis is not going to be there. And I didn't quite understand this concept of that competition anyway. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go to Robbie in Boise, Idaho. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, how are you, Rich?
How are you, sir? How's it going up there?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited that you called my name.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, yeah, I want to do my win-loss projection with my Chargers. The challenge is I'm going to really try to be unbiased.
Okay. Now, understand this, Robbie. When you play the win-loss game, you try to be unbiased, and you kind of get caught up in the middle of it. You're not wondering what you're up to, what you're doing. Then all of a sudden, you spit out a win-loss record that might not match what you think going in is going to be somewhat level-headed. So be careful of that. Plus, there's no...
I know. I've learned from listening to other people, and Excellent. You're right, but I'm really going to try even harder this time.
Attaboy, Robbie. And plus, you're the first to do it for the Los Angeles Chargers. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that's terrific. So hey, Rich, can I just throw in one thing before we start that?
Yes, sir.
I want you to take Jim Harbaugh up on that offer to go train at the camp for next year so you can run even faster in your charity run.
I want to do that. I will do that because I also need to get stronger for the American Century Championship if I am so lucky to return.
Nice.
It would be helpful to be stronger. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, if you're fast,
I don't know how to finish that sentence.
On the other side of Khalil Mack there rushing the quarterback.
You're
I mean,
correct.
Maybe I'm maybe I'm getting too excited about this.
No, no, or you're just procrastinating. You just don't want to get started. It's now time. Can I get some music for Robbie?
I know you got stuff to do.
No, it's all good, man. What happens in Brazil when the Chargers open the season against the Chiefs first Friday of the season?
You know what happens in Brazil?
What
I
happened?
Think it's finally our year. I think we are going to take that one.
A W.
Ooh.
And now you wind up in Las Vegas on a Monday night. What happens there?
I think we got that one.
2-0 start. Home for the Broncos.
Man, gosh, the Broncos are getting so good. I actually think we're going to lose that one.
All right, 2-1 at the Giants.
Giants, we got that one.
3-1 home for the Commanders.
Oh, man, that could go either way. I think I'm going to be jumping up and down because I think we're going to win in the last 2 seconds.
4-1. Robbie, just a heads up as we continue on here. Every single game can go either way. Here we go.
You know what? Next. That's a very good point you make, Rich.
Thank you, sir. At Miami, what happens next?
I think we're going to lose.
4-2, home for the Colts.
We got the Colts.
5-2, home for the Vikings on a Thursday night.
Oh, man. Here's that unbiased thing. I just think with the changes, I think we got that one.
Yeah. With J.J. McCarthy coming in, and that'll be an interesting one. So you've got them starting 6-2 at the Titans.
Oh, we got the Titans.
7-2 home for the Steelers on a Sunday night.
Oh, man, that's another one. God, they got us last year. I think we're going to take it.
8-2 at the Jaguars.
Ooh. We got the Jaguars.
9-2 off the bye, home for the Raiders.
I think Ashton Gentry is going to get us on that one.
Oh, off the bye. Okay. So 9-3 home for the Eagles on a Monday night.
I think we're going to lose it.
9-4, two-game losing streak going into Kansas City. Look out.
I think we're going to sweep Kansas City this year. We got it.
10-4 at the Cowboys. Robbie.
Come on, Robbie.
I know. I really am trying to be unbiased here. Cowboys, man, I think we got it.
11-4, home for the Texans on a Saturday. Revenge against the team that bounced you in the playoffs.
I know, shoot. We got it this
time. Do it, yeah. 12-4 at the Broncos.
Oh, baby.
Do it.
I think the Broncos are going to get us again.
Oh, they sweep you.
Ooh.
12-5. Robbie, I want to be level-headed in Boise. 12-5. Okay, there you go. Thank you, Robbie, for the call. 12-5 would be a massive, massive season for the Los Angeles Chargers. Yep. They go 12-5.
The West champions.
They might not be if they get swept by the Broncos.
That's right.
He has them sweeping the Chiefs. Chiefs fans are just sitting back, laughing their asses off. Everybody's overlooking.
Chargers sweep Chiefs. Broncos sweep Chargers.
Right.
Chiefs sweep Raiders.
Yeah.
Raiders sweep.
And Raiders sweep
the Broncos. That's the circle.
Translative posture.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Circle of life.
I don't know where the hell that came from. I don't know where that orifice came from. Cameron in Indianapolis. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Cameron?
How you doing, Rich?
What's up, Cameron?
Hello.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yes.
July 20th was the anniversary of the moon landing.
Yes.
Which is a more recent event than the Jets winning a Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
Winner.
Why is that an applause line?
It's just spitting facts.
It's all
funny, too.
Aaron Rodgers didn't get you there. But what? Well, the question is, what is happening first? Jets winning another Super Bowl or man walks on Mars?
Oh, it's happening in a few years. You should use Jupiter.
Wait a second. Cameron, hold on a minute. Please listen to this. I had no idea. Are you our space aeronautics expert of the Rich Eisen Show? You said it's going to happen in a few years.
Yeah.
What's a few years? Give me you. Since you are the expert on space travel.
I mean, I am a space cadet.
Also, maybe. Yeah, oh, yes.
I mean, that's
true. You're all about space.
Yes.
Okay.
I've air in my head.
Give me the date by which a man or woman walks on Mars.
They're talking about 2030.
2030. Are you out of your mind?
6 years away.
You out of your mind? Half of what Elon Musk sets up explodes.
No.
The only thing that Bezos sent up, he put his future wife of Gail King on it. How are we going to mark on Mars if that just happened?
Okay, I go another 5 years, 2035. The Jets still don't have a Super Bowl by then. That's 10 years, Rich. I'm totally with
20 years is a realistic Mars possibility. I don't know about years. The Jets in
20
years.
So say 10, 20? We have a population on
Bro, it's going to be more than 20, 25. Cameron, the Jets. It's going to be the Jets, okay? Okay, Cameron.
If you say so, Rich.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to be positive.
I'll be on Mars before that time.
Cameron, thank you for the news update. Appreciate it. This day in history. Oh, you laugh.
Yeah, because I'm sick of being on the other side of that, knowing that there are teams who have it far worse than me, but no one cares about them. Thank you, Cameron.
Raise your hand.
If you've seen your team win a Super Bowl since you've been alive,
raise your hand if the team you grew up rooting for has been to a conference championship game within the last 30 years.
Yeah, who cares about
that? I'm raising that hand. Chris, you raise your hand.
Oh.
Del Tufo, I don't know.
Who do you root for?
Who cares? Okay. The day we won Super Bowl, and we've been in there.
Guess what nobody cares about?
On the kendo stick,
guess what nobody cares about? Conference championships, Rich.
Really?
Nobody cares. Seriously. Nobody cares. That's never been any barbershop argument.
Jerry's up there talking right now.
One of my favorites.
It did not match the reading lips of his press conference currently on the NFL Network right now.
Micah Parsons is there.
Of course he's going to be there. He's there. He knows he's going to get signed.
Yeah. He just knew TJ had to get signed.
He does not know he's
going
to get signed.
He's going to get signed.
Yeah. Are you reading some of these Jerry Jones quotes?
What does he say?
Oh, you love it.
You mean Geppetto is making you think that he's going to do something that he's not?
He's absolutely getting signed.
Come on, what are we doing here?
He's absolutely
TJ
going to
Watt
sign.
Was never leaving the 412.
The
Mike
only
is
thing
never
I know
leaving.
About is he will not sign on the Saturday before the season.
I know exactly where you're.
Are you sure
begins,
about that?
But yes, because the Cowboys play on a Thursday.
Yeah,
so it'll be a Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, you'll wake up on September 4th, the morning of September 4th,
angry,
and you'll be like, "Hey, Micah just got signed." You know what I mean? There's going to be a signing ceremony. Where are they going to be? In the Four Seasons in Philadelphia?
More than likely.
What he's going to
be on the plane, Rich.
What he's going to do is he will be in a parking garage Wednesday night.
Okay.
And some guy named Beeks is going to slip him his contract in a manila envelope.
Okay.
But it's going to be the fake one. It's going to be the fake one.
On the orange jug?
Yeah. Oh, and they're going to sell. They're going to have to sell on the market.
Turn the machines back
on. Yes, turn the machines back on.
The prices on pork bellies are very low.
That's right. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. He's going to wake up Thursday morning. He's going to go, wait a minute. I'm being paid in frozen concentrated orange juice. What does FCOJ stand for? I had no idea. Do you think Micah's ever seen Trading Places?
Probably not.
What about frozen orange juice? Is that still a thing?
I don't think so. Unless you put
frozen,
it in the unless
you
put
it in right. the frozen you juice. Get it. You get it.
It's frozen concentrated orange
concentrate.
Juice.
All right.
Okay. Get it right. Get it right. He's going to get his contract slipped to him in a parking garage by the Clarence Beeks of the Cowboys organization.
Beeks is at a payphone right now telling somebody to beat it.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Or something else.
Great movie. That's right. F off.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Danny Houston's about to join us on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back,
Randy Morte.
The Naked Gun is coming back. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes.
Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Again, those who are listening to us now, we just saw a clip of The Naked Gun available in theaters nationwide next week, Friday, August 1st. And Danny Houston is here in studio playing the bad guy. And I'll be honest with you, Danny, I'm watching this film. I watched it last night coming back from Boston on a plane. And, you know, you're laughing in a plane, right? People are like, well, what's going that's on right, over here? That's right. Right? But just seeing you and playing your character, you're kind of, to use the phrase from the original Naked Gun, you're the Ricardo Montalban of this movie, right, Danny?
Yes, you know what I mean? I am.
You know what I mean?
I'm a Scar and all. To support that kind of archetype villain,
yes.
I suppose. But there's also with this kind of writing where you kind of have to play it straight.
Yeah.
It can be quite challenging when things are funny and you're not supposed to be laughing.
Right.
So Liam and I had this sort of secret way of getting around it, which was I wouldn't look at him in the eyes, I'd just look at his forehead. And he'd look at my forehead, and then we could hear the crashing in the background,
right.
and not engage in laughter, because however funny comedy is, it's quite a serious enterprise, and the director occasionally would come up to me and say very, very seriously, he would say, that's very funny.
Now, normally your answer would be so tell your face.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's
exactly.
So funny. Tell your face,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
But obviously, it's a serious endeavor to make somebody laugh.
Yeah.
You know, and certainly this sense of humor it's been around a long time. And you want to pay homage to the original while you're also creating your own new thing here.
Yeah,
you know?
And Liam Neeson is fantastic at that sort of deadpan, dry
right.
Humor. He just delivers it very seriously. And maybe
right.
at times his character might be a little naive or bumbling,
right.
but he's got a course that he's taking, and it's a serious one.
Well, that was Leslie Nielsen, right?
Yes.
I mean, Leslie Nielsen was a serious...
Yes,
actor, and a lot of the things that Police Squad and The Naked Gun was sending up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he kind of traded off of that,
yeah.
And then obviously became known for that, yeah. Right? So yeah. Liam is known mostly for his dramatic work,
right.
And so now you're kind of trading off on
that's
that sort
right.
of thing, you know. Then it's pretty cool to see. Is this the first time you worked with him?
It's the third time I've worked.
Okay.
With him. Which was good because it was comfortable. We know each other, so
yeah.
we could be in these ridiculous situations,
right.
And recover. Every now and again, during a break or whatever it is, you'd say, would you like a piece of chocolate? And I'd have some chocolate, and we'd chat, and then we'd start again. So we felt comfortable and easy with each other. The other incredible performance, I believe, in Naked Gun is Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, it's great to see her there too.
Exquisite, and she falls into the femme fatale archetype.
The Priscilla Presley of this equation as well. Yes. Just to, again, bring back the people who were in the original film.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I guess you could take it further back to, the film noir.
Yeah.
Those characters that we understand from the early film noir, which my father was very much part of. You know, John Huston directed The Maltese Falcon.
I am very well aware of that, and I would love to go down that wormhole a little bit with you and put a pin in that, because I definitely want to talk about all of that. Yeah. But yes, the film noir or the dragnet type stuff is exactly what, Police Squad was sending up. Airplane was sending up a lot of those... those disaster films of the 60s, like the Poseidon Adventure, and obviously Airport.
Yeah.
That's what that was sending up. Yeah. And I know that Seth MacFarlane was a huge fan of the Airplane films, which is why he's now behind bringing this back to the screen right now.
Yes. And it's Seth who had the keen eye of seeing Liam.
He's the one who casted him in this thing.
Yes.
So you got a script and you're like, I'm in? Like that
absolutely.
Was it?
Absolutely. It was that quick.
It was that quick.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of the original? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, right? Who was
it? I read it. I laughed out loud when I read it, and I knew that Liam was involved, and that's.
I was a fan of the old Police Squads too. The six episodes that were on ABC.
Yes.
And it was kind of wild that network television was like, okay, let's try this one out.
Yeah.
And that's where Frank Drebin was born, was on network television, and I just remember a line from it where he's undercover. Frank Drebin's undercover, and he's a guy who's undercover as a working as a locksmith, and he breaks into the bad guy's office, and the bad guy says, "Who are you, and how'd you get in here?" And he says, "Well, I'm the locksmith, and I'm the locksmith, and that's it." And like, that's what this is all about, right? Yes. And you just deadpan it,
yes.
And Leslie Nielsen would just.
Yes.
Nail it every time, man.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And I love it. Again, this film this film is back, and it nails it, and it's great to have you here on the Rich Eisen Show to help talk about it. The Naked Gun to get available in theaters nationwide next week, August 1st. Now, you just mentioned who your dad is, John Huston, as legendary as they come. What's your first memory of, being around a movie set or show business that you remember?
Yeah, I mean, one of my first memories was he was making a film based on a rather well-known book called The Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
and well, he was
I've heard of it.
Yes, and he was dressed up as Noah, beard and all, and he had the animals walking side by side. There was the ark was there,
yes,
in full glory in Italy. A film produced by Dino De Laurentiis, and that was my father. That was a guy, and he occasionally would sit on the director's chair and smoke a cigar, and he was the coolest dude.
He was.
You could imagine.
You would imagine, right?
Yeah. And he also did the voiceover for God, and I guess one's fathers are gods in a sense, but never quite in the beginning.
I remember, sure.
That was so. I spent a lot of time with him on film sets and would observe and learn.
What did he teach you? What did he teach you that you,
well,
you even
I mean,
take into your roles all the time?
Quite simply, choose the right story, choose the right script, and cast it properly.
Sounds simple, right?
Yeah. I had a Super 8 camera. I was filming everywhere when I was a kid. He went, stop doing that. I went, what's wrong? He goes, when you go look from left to right, what do? Blink.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cut. So think about how you're going to be piecing this together. Don't just shoot wildly.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a good advice for life, really, as well. Concentrate on what it is you're trying to say, and forget all the nonsense in between.
Were you ever starstruck by anybody that your dad was directing? Or you remember?
You know, I was lucky enough to meet all these people over dinner or at his house. And it wasn't a sort of Hollywood situation. He lived in Ireland, and so it didn't have all that sort of glitter around.
Your dad lived in Ireland?
Yeah. When he was in Galway, in Southern Ireland.
And
yeah.
He would just fly back to the United States to direct a film or act or anything like that?
That's right. And then later he lived in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But the one actor that I was completely starstruck by was Ava Gardner. And I met her, not with my father, but with my mother, over lunch. I was all of 12.
I can imagine being awestruck by Ava Gardner as a 12-year-old boy. That's for sure, Danny.
And I said, after lunch, I said to my mother, I said, I think I'm in love. And she slapped me on the back of my head, and she said, of course you are. It's Ava Gardner, for Christ's sake.
It makes complete and total sense. And one of the things, again, I took a class on film noir back in college. Obviously, The Maltese Falcon is one of the first films you're going to see. And was that one of the first films your dad directed?
It was his first film.
It was his first.
Yeah.
I mean, for that to be, okay, we're gonna direct a brilliant film with Humphrey Bogart and, you know, with Sidney Greenstreet, right, and Peter Lorre, and it's going to be a classic to come out of the gates like that. Yeah. My gosh, that's incredible. Yeah. You know, that's unreal.
My grandfather was also in it briefly for a second.
Is that right?
Walter Houston.
Okay.
And he carries the Falcon in wrapped in paper and newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
had a brief moment in it. But it when they made it, the term film noir wasn't invented yet. It was invented by some French critic who coined the phrase film noir.
Because of the way your dad shot it?
Yes. Yeah.
Because some of it was in the light, some of it was in the shadow. It was difficult to see some things, and he was purposeful as what was not seen.
Yeah, and the hardball detective, which is, I guess, finally now reincarnated.
As Frank Drebin?
But that
I didn't see Humphrey bump Bogart into things or run over things.
Right.
You know, or eat too many hot dogs in the body cam. Yeah. You know, like, that's too bad.
But
I didn't see that.
It's
funny.
It's developed so much over the years, has it not?
Yeah. That is funny, no doubt. And then another moment for your dad playing, you can't even call Noah Cross the bad guy in Chinatown. I mean, what he did in that movie is as up there with anything else that he's ever done.
I think one of the great villains of all time.
100%.
I remember being quite troubled watching it, because that is also my father.
I was asking as a follow-up question. It's like your son.
Yeah.
Again, anybody who hasn't seen Chinatown, I guess it's, spoiler alert, I mean, you know, if you haven't seen it, you know, in 50 plus years. That said, though, I mean, awful, an awful human being. And I'm wondering what you were like as a kid watching your dad do this sort of thing up there.
Slightly preoccupied, but everything was okay. with Akiva Schaffer, when we made Naked Gun, I remember him saying, I want each frame, if you were to freeze it, to have the beauty of a Chinatown. And to have that sort of photography.
Wow.
And, you know, we're talking about film noir. Film noir later turned into sort of a Chinatown, which would have much more color, had a Technicolor, had all that beauty, this scrumptious L.A. beauty to it, palm trees, et cetera.
Were you on the set for Chinatown?
I wasn't.
Mm.
Thankfully.
I took a shot. I know it's about to say. I took a shot at that just to be, you know, around, obviously, you know, Faye Dunaway and Jack Nicholson and Roman Polanski and your dad in that role.
Yeah.
My gosh. Yeah. That movie's... perfect.
Yeah.
There's not a frame or anything, and your dad's acting in that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, unbelievable!
And the way he eats that fish.
Oh yes. Oof. You know,
and it's rare to see actors actually eating.
Yes.
You know,
all of that, and just the way that he said at the end, not to spoil it, like, she's mine too. Like, it was as creepy as they possibly can come.
Yeah.
you know, in that movie.
And then the final line, it's Chinatown.
Yeah, and then the sprawling, you know, the final shot as well. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Look at us. We're talking films right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before I let you go as well, we had Kevin Costner here. It might have been one of his first or his second appearance here in support for Yellowstone, which had not really come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had any idea what was about to be born when Yellowstone hit the screen. I'm wondering, because you were in the first two seasons of Yellowstone, what was that like to you to be on the set of something that was, you can't even call it a rocket ship taking off, about whatever's happened in the Taylor Sheridan world from that.
Right.
What was it like to be part of that in the very beginning?
Well, as you say, Rich, we didn't know if it was going to be successful or not. And I remember one of the first scenes I did with Kevin, we hadn't seen each other in many years. He met my father regarding a film called Revenge.
Oh, yes.
That was later directed by Tony Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And so my character in Yellowstone is very much the guy who's trying to bring money to that particular area and develop it. So I'm in a golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a horse, and there's wire separating us.
Yes.
And we're recalling that period in time when he met my father, and it was great to see him again. He's just such a cool guy, so warm and understated, you know. So over this barbed wire thing, but we had no idea if it was going to become successful or not. And then years later, those characters just beat the living daylights out of me.
My God, from beginning to end. You got hung, but then cut down.
I know, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Again and again and again.
For instance,
yes.
Did you know that going in, that your character was going to be?
I didn't quite know.
Pummeled?
No,
like
I didn't. But I was delighted to serve the pummeling.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, your character is exactly what the Dutton family was trying to keep out of their world.
Correct.
That was the center of the conflict of the first season of Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Like, you and Kevin Costner's characters were essentially what gave birth in many ways to whatever else has happened.
That's right. That's right.
You know, like, 100%. Yeah. I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here. And it's unbelievable. It was truly groundbreaking. You know, because it kind of felt like, since we're recalling things from the past, obviously with the Naked Gun, it was kind of like Dallas, if you remember that.
Yes.
You know, with J.R. Ewing and the family around it. Whereas obviously Dutton, you know, his character wasn't exactly as dastardly as J.R. Ewing.
But
it was certain, you know, family values about what they're trying to maintain traditionally on a ranch for a business, a family business. And I kind of got that sense.
Yeah.
And that helped me draw me in to Yellowstone when it first began.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. He's a sort of godfather of sort, I suppose.
Right.
Maybe doing things that are not all that great, but doing them in support of his family and the land.
Right.
The land that he has. Yeah, and then when I finished working on Yellowstone, a few years later, I'm in England washing my mother's car with a sponge full of soap suds.
Yes.
I got a call, and I grabbed my phone, and it's Kevin. And he goes, hey Dan, how you doing? I'm like, I'm okay. He goes, I'm making a film that I've been wanting to make for years. It's in many chapters. It's called Horizon, and I'd love you to be part of it. Absolutely.
In. Certainly. I mean, the man's got an Oscar for Dance of the Wolves. Yeah. He's got an eye for that sort of thing, obviously, and the beautiful landscape.
Yeah.
And he's into that too. Like that. He's all about that. You know, he's all about the pageantry and the hard work and the tilling of the land and getting into that sort of.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
History.
And it's epic. It's epic.
Absolutely.
And we've got this first chapter out, and there are other chapters to come.
To come.
And this dream. I remember driving to set. It was we were in Moab by the Colorado River, mm-hmm. And I saw this sort of figure of a man reflected in the light that was bouncing off of the water from the river, and it was Kevin, and I could see this dream being realized. Yes. as he turned and faced me, and we started the day's work.
Damn,
and that's drama. It's a beautiful thing to see. You were talking about Field of Dreams earlier when we met.
Yes.
This is an epic dream, which is coming true for him, and it's so great to see.
That's cool.
Be part of
that is great. Yeah. Before I let you go, what was it like with Succession?
Succession is great. It's the most how can I say it? Unpleasant group of characters. and the dialogue is wicked, you know, and great to be part of that kind of writing. And, you know,
you're not wrong. I remember when it first came out, we were like, let's see what this show is. And the two or three episodes in, we're like, there's nobody I like on this program. It's like not a soul that's redeemable or that I'm interested in, but I'll give it another couple of episodes, and it just took off like a rocket ship. Yeah. And it's one of the funniest dramas I've ever seen.
Yeah.
To make me laugh out loud. You got a good line that was written for you that you're particularly pleased about,
I don't know, but it, you're right. It's wickedly funny.
And, oh my gosh.
And working with Brian Cox was a dream because he has that sort of Scottish wicked humor,
yes,
which translates perfectly into the character.
I should say so. Yeah. Danny, what a pleasure having you here on this program. Yeah. The Naked Gun is again available in theaters nationwide this next week, Friday, August 1st. Frank Drebin is back. And as you can see, he's fully armed. Liam Neeson and The Naked Gun is in theaters on August 1st. We're back on The Rich Eisen Show in a moment. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. So you know we love talking movies around here. You know we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So, you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie. Also, Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there. Okay, we have reached the portion of training camp where the Dallas Cowboys are in, and Jerry Jones is meeting with the media, which means a step and repeat of, yes, of the Cowboys star and their sponsor behind Jerry with the aviators talking about somebody he hasn't signed yet. And we know he's going to. And we know he has to. and he knows he has to, and he knows he's going to, but he hasn't yet. Honestly, tell me that that's not almost every training camp now, right?
I mean, this is like a step and repeat in real life when it comes
right.
to
it. It's not just what's behind him. This is like step and repeat. rinse the whole thing.
You know?
All right. Jerry was asked if he's frustrated by not having Micah Parsons signed yet. Roll tape.
Not at all. I don't mean this. I have things undone, dangling participles. I bet I have 20 of them every day in some pretty serious areas. You can't have it all done at the same time. It doesn't work that way. And so this is just a part of it. We've got, again, I want to mention that we're here with everybody under contract. 2 years ago, we were here, and I think Zach Martin wasn't here. He had a situation, although we had a contract, so you worked through that. I was looking at this documentary, and I spent some time going back in the Emmitt Smith negotiation and what was going on there. There's nothing new about what we're talking about here today relative to contracts. That's been going on a long time. Now, if you don't get him in, are you going to lose the first two games and then go on to win the Super Bowl? Well, we'll take that. I am not the least concerned about having any dangling participles out here on a contract anywhere.
It would have been great if he actually dangled a participle at the end of that soundbite. But he did not.
Word of the day, dangling.
Okay. It's his money. It's his cap. That's all.
It's his money. It's his team.
And he had this to say about negotiating with Micah.
Of all of the people that I've sat down with as a player, of all the players that I've ever negotiated with, Michael Parsons is as savvy and knowledgeable and understanding of his financial business relative to football as any player I've ever been around.
Did we get a new player? Or?
No, I'm sure he's... Let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. He's probably thinking of Irv. Remember Irv talked about his negotiation? I'm sure people will jump on that like Jerry's...
Yeah.
You know... Didn't say the name of the guy he's going to pay $45 million a year to.
Well, he may have buried the dangling participle.
No, I hear you.
Maybe people claim to not know his agent.
That's true. Maybe you don't know the player. That's why he didn't sign him, because he can't find him on the roster.
He's going to sign him. It's going to be generationally enriching. It's going to be market setting.
Yeah, we all know this. So let's just get to it, Jerry.
I know. Let's just get to it.
What are we doing?
And again, it's going to wind up maybe costing them somebody in special teams here or there. I don't know what it's going to or won't matter. And he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. Dax can come back, look great. Brian Schottenheimer is going to be Coach of the Year, and they do go to the Super Bowl. How's that for a way to end today's program?
That would be amazing.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.